Hello, and welcome to Tech Champagne, a wealth expansion podcast designed to help you turn simple ideas into major impact and big revenue. I'm Elisa Purdy, and I've spent the last 13 years helping women entrepreneurs build six and seven-figure businesses with simple systems and automation. I'm here to guide you and give you my exact strategies for money, marketing, and automated business growth so you can create the life and business you truly desire. The income level you really want is well within your reach. Let's do this together. Hello, and welcome back to Tech Champagne. My name is Elisa Purdy, and I am your host. And I am so excited today, you guys. I'm just riding on this cloud of goodness today because we've just wrapped the Project Impact Retreat. I'm recording this on Thursday, June 27th, and we just wrapped on Monday. And if any of you put on a large-scale event, you know that it takes a few days for your brain to recalibrate. So my brain had to recalibrate. So here we are. I'm excited today because I'm going to peel back the curtain a bit and really give you the really juicy stuff that happens behind the scenes of retreats. And the last day of the retreat, I kind of shared some of these things with the attendees, you know, everybody that was there in the space, and they had no idea. So I feel like I was successful in hiding all of the messiness of the retreat because there's always stuff that does not go as planned, always. And there were some really big things that happened. So buckle up. We're going to dive in. And I'm really, really excited to share this with you because I'm really tired. I say this all the time. I said this during the retreat. I'm really tired of the sort of like perfection that people portray online. I made $1 million in 2 days with no ads. You know, it's all bullshit anyways, right? So people that say, oh, running events is easy. Running retreats is easy. Running, you know, small groups, big groups is easy with just the right pieces in place. It's all bullshit. I'm going to tell you the realness. Okay. So we started our event on Friday. Everybody checked in. Everything's great. And then come to find out that the air conditioning in one of the bedrooms was not working. So I reserved this really beautiful 6,000 square foot estate that has, I think it's 9 bedrooms and 7 bathrooms and like 5 kitchens or whatever. And it's really beautiful because everybody can have their own space. Everybody essentially had their own little apartments in this really large villa. So this lovely woman comes and checks in and she's getting settled and she comes back up, you know, to the kitchen, to the common space. And she's like, oh, it's a little warm down there. And I'm like, oh, okay. This poor thing, she had like box fans that were in the closet. And Santa Barbara is not hot very often, but it's been a hot couple weeks here. And so poor thing, she had like fans running and it was a sauna in there because the AC was not working. And so when I found this out, I was like, oh, okay, we got to figure out another place for you. So there's just something as the organizer that I have to, you know, you're putting out fires, right? Not big ones, certainly, but they do happen. So I said, okay, let's try to find you another space or see if it gets better, which we ended up doing. We found her a better room that was nice and cool, but the poor thing, she didn't say anything until like a day after. And she's like, oh, I didn't sleep great last night. It's so hot in my room. I'm like, oh no, we got to move you. Okay, so that was one thing that happened. A really big thing, a few big things that happened. One of them, the second day of the retreat. So my mom was at the retreat and the plan was to have my mom cook. Her cooking is superior to anything I've ever had in my life. So when she agreed 6 months ago to do the cooking, I was elated. I was so excited. So we planned a menu, went and bought everything in advance. And then she had a phone call from my dad. My dad struggles a bit with some health things and turned out she had to leave. So, you know, I was panicked in my brain and I thought, what am I going to do? I've never cooked for, you know, 25 people before, 20 people, large groups before, never. I know what the menu is, but I don't know how to cook half of the things. So my lovely husband came each night of the retreat, Saturday night and Sunday night, to help cook because Friday nights we usually plan a more mellow meal because people are arriving at different times. So the Friday night dinner was fine. Saturday and Sunday were not fine and they were very stressful. And I tried to not let people know that there was a lot of stress in the kitchen happening, but that was a big, big, big deal for us to have to figure it out on our own. Another big thing that happened was our projector. We have this really beautiful space there for presentations. There was too much light in the room. You couldn't see the slide decks. So we scrapped the slide decks and everybody just had their laptops and kind of spoke in a more relaxed, casual way, which I really loved. And the group seemed to love. It was a little more interactive, I think, because people felt more comfortable asking questions. However, the presentations didn't land the same way. And it's, I liken it to watching Netflix on your phone or watching a movie in a movie theater. You know, it's a very different experience. So that was something that was a huge bummer for me. But, you know, as a host of the event, you just have to be like, you know what, guys, this is, we're going to do this instead. You know, you can't really dwell on things that aren't quite working as planned. And then some minor things that happened. I woke up Saturday morning and the person that we had running the kitchen said, oh, all the milk that you got, you know, yesterday at Costco is rotten. So we had no milk for the granola and cereals and things, like there was no milk. So my lovely husband delivered milk later that day. But that was something, you know, just a little wrinkle. And then we had lunch planned for Sunday. I had a lovely taco bar planned and the restaurant completely ghosted us. And so Saturday rolls around and I'm emailing them and they're not responding because I wanted to confirm and pay. And they're just not responding. So I'm sitting in the kitchen at one point on my phone while people are mixing and mingling, trying to figure out lunch for Sunday. So my lovely husband went to a local Mexican place here and arranged it all. And we still had our taco bar and it was probably better. But that was something that happened. And then there's just little things, you know, you spend, I think I spent 8 months planning this retreat and people would come up to me and say, oh my gosh, you should have this, or you should have that, or this would have been really fun. Just like in a really supportive, creative way. And it stung a little bit because of the blood, sweat, and tears and the many long hours and energy that I put into this. I did this myself for the first time without a business partner. And so I learned some things. You know, I'm not a super detailed person. I'm a zoomed out planning creative sort of person. It's the details that, you know, I don't really love doing. And so I hire people to help me with the details. So when someone comes up to you after the months and months of planning and says, oh, you should have done this, it kind of stings a little bit. I don't know. Maybe it was a little, my sensitive heart just wanted everything to go perfectly. And there were, you know, these small fires that I was having to put out. So I was probably feeling a little sensitive because of the exhaustion, to be very honest. And then I didn't sleep very well Friday because I was worried about everybody else and if they were having fun and if I did everything, and I'm very self-critical. But I also love planning and leading. And so I did my best to be the leader that I love to be and that people expect. And the event overall was fantastic. Oh, it was so, 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 so good. And I'm just thrilled with how it turned out. But I think it's important to share these things. Our lunch plan ghosted us. The presentations didn't work out. The milk was bad. The AC in one room didn't work. The projector situation didn't work out as planned. Our chef left on day one. My mom, she had to go home. My dad is fine. If anybody's wondering, everything's fine. But that was a really big deal. Other than that, let's talk about things that went right. So you learn every time you do these events. I think this is my sixth one that I have planned. And something that I learned the first couple times is you have to have people in charge of the small stuff. So as the leader of the event, if you, listener, are looking to plan an event, I want you to write this down. The golden rule is that you cannot be in charge of everything. And I mean all the little stuff. I mean, if you're planning a weekend event, you are not the person to take out the garbage. You are not the person to load and unload the dishwasher. You are not the person to put the food out. Right? It'll take you away from the conversations you need to be having with your guests, because this has to be worth it for you as well. Yes, you will bring in revenue. Yes, you will sell tickets, but you also have a lot of costs involved. And your money from these sorts of events do not typically come from the event. They come from the back end. They come from the clients who are going to hire you. They come from the people that are going to join your courses. They come, you know, a week later, all the way up to 2-3 years later. So this is your space to connect with people and be the leader and not be the person sweeping up the floor. It's really important that you have someone doing that. So for the first time in this event, you know, I was brainstorming. My husband's lovely. He and I were just going back and forth about who's going to be doing those things. And he wrote out a list of all those sorts of tasks, the small tasks. They are very important tasks. I'm not going to call them menial. They are so important to the flow in the event itself. Who's going to do that? It's not going to be me. So we have a dear friend, Her name is Belle. I don't think she listens to the podcast, but that's okay. She works for caterers and she has extensive catering knowledge, skill set, hacks, tricks, all of it. So I called her one day and I said, can I hire you for this event? I'm not really sure what hours I'm going to need or the exact tasks because I've not done this with someone in an official capacity before. She's like, absolutely, 100%. So she showed up and she did all the details that I never would have thought of, all of them. For example, she took some baskets that came with the property, turned them upside down, put really beautiful linens over them, and every meal was like a display, right? So people could see everything. She helped me set aside the gluten-free food. I am a gluten-free person. I have a wheat allergy. And there was one other person at the retreat who also has the same allergy. So she helped me with the workflow of, she didn't help me, she did it. She did the workflow of the food. Food at an event like this, a fully immersive weekend event, is hugely important. People are going to be eating 3 times a day plus snacks. So she had a little snack area set up for the day so that people could come in between presentations, fresh fruit. You know, I planned a lot of snacks because I'm a snacker. So fresh fruit, granola bars. What else did she have? Some cookies, you know, some quick sugar, but also some long burning sugar, slow burning sugar. You know, drinks. She set up a little drink bar for us, which I had never planned for, nor did I see the need for that. And it was beautiful. She brought in a big spa water container and put, you know, flavors in there. She had cucumber water put out for everybody. She kept ice in the water and in an ice bucket for mimosas, if people wanted mimosas in the morning, or wine in the afternoon or the evening, rosé in the you know, the afternoon. These details were a game changer. Hi, it's Alisa, and I wanted to interrupt this episode real quick because I think there's a level of support that you are not getting. And it's important to me to share all of the tools and all the support that I can with the listeners of Tech Champagne. So there is something that I have prepared for you if you're someone who takes courses with great intentions, but doesn't always follow through to the very end. Maybe you don't attend all the calls. Maybe you don't open all the templates that are given to you. And maybe it all just seems overwhelming after a few weeks. I know this. I see this quite often. I have done it myself in the early years of my business, and it didn't serve me. So I've created something for those who take courses and don't quite get to the level of revenue that they really desire. And that is called the 6-week summer sprint. I do this once a year. I do it every summer and really excited to be announcing it for this year. And this is one-on-one support. We will have 5 calls over 6 weeks. So you will get the accountability that you have been missing. You'll get to create your next big offer and finally reach your revenue goals. And if you're stuck at your current income level, this is your chance to have the breakthrough that you deserve. So if you want to spend your summer with your toes in the sand, enjoying spicy margaritas, soaking up the sun while your course brings in revenue, join me in the summer sprint. I have 4 spots open and you will find all the info on the summer sprint at bit.ly/yoursummersprint. The investment for this program is $39.97. And I have payment plans available up to 24 months because flexibility is a total vibe and I want to support you to the highest level of my ability. See you there. So hire someone to do those details, somebody to run the meals. And then when everybody was, she picked plates up from the table. When people were done, we had a really big communal table and she did the dishes and she cleaned up the kitchen from dinner and she put all the food away into the refrigerator. These are not tasks that you should be doing as a leader of the event. They are not. So that is something that was a total game changer for us, was having Belle there to support us in our meals, because the eating is a ritual, right? So when you have meals, big communal meals, you have conversations. Sometimes you have games. That's where you do all your introductions, right? That's where people really get to ask each other questions. When you're sitting across from a different person or next to a different person, everyone's sitting together. Food is such a big part of culture. So let's make space for it at your events. Make sure that you make space for it. Okay, let's get into the economics of the event. I've talked about this before on a podcast, a recent one, because I've been in event space for a few months here. And it was the economics of large scale events. So I crossed, I think I just crossed the 20,000 mark in sales for this event. So that's tickets. So I had speaker tickets. I had attendee tickets. I had vendor tickets. I feel like I'm missing something. Oh, I had a sponsor. I had a gold sponsor. I created three levels of sponsorship. So we had a company called Entreport come in and sponsor our event. So they came in and did a 30-minute presentation on their software, which is an automated marketing software. So shout out to Entreport. If you're not an Entreport user, take a look. Ontraport. Excellent software. I've seen them around. They're headquartered here in Santa Barbara, and I've heard of them and seen their software in action for many, many years. So it was quite an honor to have them as part of our event. We also had, in addition to those, we had some vendors. So we had Dylan Starr, which is a local store here, women's boutique in Santa Barbara. So Dylan Starr came. Erica Brown is the owner of Dylan Starr, and she set up a pop-up shop in one of the apartments, and it was so fun. And I think everybody bought some clothes from her, myself included. I bought some client gifts and some clothes for myself, but it was very exciting. So that was a great addition. Just like, you know, interesting things, right? To keep your people entertained, because it's important that they're learning and sharing and delivering their expertise, but also let's make it fun. Let's have mimosas and shop. Yes, please. And one morning we had workouts both mornings. We had a high intensity workout Saturday morning with a lovely woman named Bridget Lewis from Bond Fitness here in Santa Barbara. She led a very energetic workout and it was super fun. And right after, we had Acorn and Oak, which is a local company here in Santa Barbara, and they have saunas and cold plunges. So they brought us a sauna tent that seats about 10 people, and then also two cold plunge tubs. That was my very first cold plunge experience, and I lasted, I think, maybe 20 seconds. But it was really fun and I will do it again. And they have a lovely place here, a space for that here in Santa Barbara. But they also do mobile for events. So that was fantastic. So that was in the entertainment bucket. So I think everybody had a really, really, really good time. And the point of these events is connection, right? So you have to make it balanced. You can't overwhelm people. You can't exhaust people. We had a lot of speakers. I do love that. I do love providing as much value as possible. And now the next phase of this. So there's a pre-phase, there's the actual event, and then there's a phase three. And the phase three is the follow-up. So I always send an email out on the third day of the events with some pictures, like little sneak peeks of photos if I can get them. And my dear friend in Hawaii, Michelle Lee, she owns Michelle Lee Photography. She shot the event. So always hire a photographer to shoot your event. And also pay them. I don't care if it's your best friend on the planet. Michelle is my best friend on the planet. And let's support women-owned businesses, please, and pay invoices. This is not a trade society. You know, it's just not. I told her in the beginning, we were talking about it. She said, absolutely, I'll come shoot the event. So she had airfare for herself and her daughter and, you know, a lot of expenses while she was here. And I said, great, send me an invoice, because this is not a bro deal by any means. You are a woman entrepreneur, as am I, and I value her work so much. So I'm waiting for her final invoice, and then I'll be sending her some money quite happily. So that was one of the expenses. So I, like I said a moment ago, I ended up at around 20K in sales for the event. And then you have some expenses, the property, the photographer. You know, if you bring in any sort of vendors that provide like an activity, that's going to be part of your cost. The food is a huge cost. That's a pretty big one. It's typically the space that is the highest investment for you, and then everything else, and then food, and then other things. A lot of miscellaneous things were ordered on Amazon. Keep all your receipts, tally it up, tax deductions. Alana Griffin is my tax professional. She was at the retreat talking about taxes, and it was just so approachable and lovely. And yeah, she does the VIP days, which it takes all the anxiety out of doing your taxes. It's a privilege to be able to make money as an entrepreneur, and it's a privilege to be able to pay taxes out of that, because there was a time in my life, as I'm sure can be true for you as an entrepreneur, that you didn't have any money coming in. Therefore, you didn't have any taxes to pay. Well, I'd rather have a bunch of money coming in and a bunch of taxes to pay. Let's be real. So I haven't done the final tally of the profits from the event, but I'll be doing that here in the next couple of days. And I'm just really excited. I'm really, really excited. If you do an event like this and you end up even, like maybe you didn't make a profit from it, it's okay, because there's so much value in what happens after the event. So the post-event phase, which I'm in now, like I said a moment ago, I send an email on the last day with photos. But in that email, I always put an offer in there for the next event. So what I'm doing right now to listeners here of the podcast, certainly, and also to people that attended the retreat, is I'm offering a pre-sale ticket for the next retreat. And it is you and a friend for $997. So the tickets were $1,847 here. So they will be going up. And that was per person for this event. And the next event, I'm selling 2-for-1, 2 tickets for $997. So keeping it under 1,000. So if this is something that's on your radar, let's get you there. We'll put a link to that checkout form here in the show notes so you can join the next event. And if you want to see what the events, this event turned out, how it turned out and what it looked like, you can go to the Instagram account, which is Project Impact Community. That's the name of the Instagram account for my retreats. So super exciting. And it went over great. And I'm still on a cloud from it. And I'm still watching everyone's Instagrams. And I just want to cry sometimes. People have these really beautiful transformations and epiphanies, you know, when they're out of their own home life, the real life, you know, you kind of step into a dream bubble for a few days. The villa that I rented is so dreamy. I mean, to watch people's faces when they walked in is like my favorite thing. It's my favorite thing. And to say, oh, you have your own room, or you have your own apartment, or you have your own balcony, you have your own patio. You know, it's just really magical. And I take a lot of pride in that. And I just loved it. And my husband and I got married at this house. So there's so much good juju there for me. And just to be able to be back there was just such a pleasure. So if you attended the retreat and you're listening to this, hi, I hope you're having a great week. And I hope you're enjoying the afterglow of the Project Impact Retreat. It was my pleasure to produce it, to put it on, to put out the fires, to support everyone, and to have these really great one-on-one conversations with new people and past clients and dear friends. And it was all just so lovely. So for everything that goes wrong, nobody knows, nobody cares, and nobody's going to remember. They're going to remember the good stuff, right? So if you wake up to someone saying, oh, the milk is rotten, okay, great. We'll get some more. We will fix the AC. We will make dinner. It was funny. I had this vision when my mom said, you know, I think we're going to have to go. I had this vision of like pizza boxes lined up in this really beautiful home where I had planned some pretty high-end meals. And I was like, uh-oh. But a lot of them said, oh, we like pizza. That would have been fine. So, you know, with the right people, it's fine. It's all good. It's all going to work out just fine. And then to end this episode of Tech Champagne, you know, let's zoom out a little bit and look at the true value of what you're doing in your business, in your events. You know, if we zoom out, we got to look at, there's certainly some revenue that you brought in. And then you also have your costs. So wherever you ended up there is different for every event. But let's look at all the other value that you're creating. You likely have had someone create some branding. So now you have branding assets, right? You've got logos and graphics. And if you hired a photographer to shoot your event, now you have images that you can use for marketing future events. There's dollar value in that. Your reputation is really important. And now you have furthered your badass reputation. So all of these things add up, right? So if you zoom out a little bit from the event, rather than just the dollars that came in and the dollars that are going out, think about all the traction that you're building. You know, even if you didn't pitch anything at the event, I don't typically pitch at these events. In the past, when I've pitched a group program, something like that, they don't tend to land. I don't know. I don't really want to get sold to at events like this. I'd rather, you know, somebody send me an email so I can really sit and digest the information. But what happens, all these people reach out to me and they say, I want to work with you. I want to work with you. I want to work with you. And that is the point of all of this, right? So that you can really provide support to people in a way that works. I've created a lot of money for a lot of people, and putting more money into the hands of women has always been my purpose, because when women have money, we have more choices. We have more freedom. We have more safety. We have more choices. We have more space to create the life that makes us happy for ourselves and our children and our partners and our pets. I'm looking at Mr. Lucas right now. You can probably hear him walking around. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Tech Champagne. I do love putting this podcast together and sharing all this information. And if you were at the Project Impact Retreat, I hope you had a lovely time. I'm sure that you did. And I look forward to seeing you at the next event. And listeners, I look forward to seeing you on the podcast next week. Okay. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you for spending your time with me today. I hope this episode brought you exactly what you needed. If you had fun today, be sure to hit the subscribe button or leave me a review. Your support means the world to me, and it helps other women entrepreneurs find the show as well. And if you're looking for a free place to connect and learn more about creating your own six-figure online business, check out my Facebook group, Empowered Entrepreneurs. See you on the next episode.